It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS, Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this evening, we've got LeJean from Seven Dust. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's not always that we get to see each other. So to be here in California, LA, it's awesome to be sitting right here beside you, my longtime sister and friend.
and my Grammy-nominated friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah,
Is it still weird to hear?
Yes, yeah. From when you just said that, I forgot. But I kind of remembered last night when, you know, we're here in LA because... that time coming to LA was so different from any other time just because, you know, we were here for the Grammys. And, you know, even though we didn't win it, the nomination is something that they can never take from us.
They can never take it away.
And it's amazing, you know, for me, as long as I've been a kid, you know, that was always something that I dreamed about. Even just going, just to be sitting in the audience to see all the different talent. So it was good. It was a fantastic experience.
Well, well deserved.
Thank you very much.
And Seven Dust, obviously, like, such an amazing... band live. You guys have put out, you know, a ton of records. You've got Kill the Flaws out now. And over the course of Seven Dust's career, the band has never been shy about trying something different. Musically, what would you like to try that you haven't tried yet?
We're open to do any different things. Maybe on this next album, when we go in, maybe bring a different producer in. You know, we don't do that a lot, but I think as a band, we've kind of talked to bring some, you know, we've been looking at some cats and some people really pique our interest in policing the band in a way that we want to be policed. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but, you know, just have some fresh energy come in and maybe put some fire under us. But I'm open to anything. You know, you want to play an accordion in the band, bring it.
Accordion, that would be hilarious. LeJean from Seven Dust with us on the show tonight. Seven Dust is, you know, like I said, I mean, first of all, I have to say that, you know, I've been around the country and, you know, anytime I've seen you guys play live and, you know, talking to people about you, everybody loves you guys.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
No, it's true. It's true. Like, you know, you got the fans, you got radio, you've got other bands. Which is more important to you, being admired as a singer or being known as just a really good guy?
Being known as a really good guy. I like being admired as a singer too. That's cool. I sometimes forget that I do it because I love it so much and it's always what I've done. So I don't know. I want them to be like, yeah, he's a good singer and he's a good guy. But I can't have both, right?
I think you could have both. Okay. LeJean from Seven Dust with us tonight on Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on
90. All right, I'm sorry, but after you say Whiplash every time, you should have a soundbite or something that says, yeah. Every time you say
every
it.
Every single time.
I love it.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie LeJean from Seven Dust with us on the show tonight. Not too many bands that have been going on as long as Seven Dust have all the same people who were there at the beginning. What's the most important thing about, you know, getting along as a band?
Family. Now, we have our times where we, you know, we're mad at each other. We're brothers, but... I feel like we've been very blessed and destined to do what we're able to do as far as music and be together. I think we had a dream, and as kids growing up together, we promised each other that this is something that we were going to see through. And it's amazing to see now our kids coming to shows and the wives, and you know, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a family affair, but I think we owe it to each other. You know, we love each other, so we look out for each other.
Guys are like grown-ups now. It's so weird. I've known this band for such a long time, and I remember being in college radio, and Seven Dust WSOU New Jersey,
and Seton Hall Ward.
And you guys used to I feel like you guys were at the station all the time. Yeah. I remember you guys being on the early Ozfest.
Yeah. Do you remember the boat trip we took?
Oh, the SS, the SSSOU.
Yeah, exactly. I remember all those times. You know, that was stuff that really, I think, was the foundation to make us the band that we are today. All those type of shows and growing up with you guys and getting so much love from WSOU at the beginning of our career. That was so exciting. And we were all so young and the energy was there. It was just, you know, it was an exciting time. I talk about it right now, it's like, wow, that was, we had a good time, you know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an exciting time for metal. And I mean, here you guys are this many years later. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that you would still be, you know, a healthy touring band, still putting out records, getting a Grammy nomination?
Absolutely. Now, I would think, now I've always thought we would be a band, but I definitely didn't think that we would be doing the things that we're doing now and like having a nomination for a Grammy. You know, it's pretty crazy. And to be able to think that now there's people interested in even signing the band. And it's that's exciting too. It's like the times are good. I think the planets are aligning, and it's about time to take a break and get ready to write another album. So that's really exciting with everything that's going on.
LeJean from Seven Dust on the show. Quick break. Still to come, music from Lamb of God, Rob Zombie, Metallica. It's all coming up on Whiplash. 95.5 KLOS, it's Whiplash, Full Metal Jackie with LeJean from Seven Dust with us this evening. And LeJean, your dad was a singer too, right? Yeah. How much of what you saw him do when you were a kid is part of your technique today?
Good question. Everything from going into sound check at the bar that he played. I remember going in, he thinks I'm crazy, but I remember how the candles looked. And the tables with the leather tops on them, and the stage, and the guy that owned the place that smoked cigarettes that made the haze with the lights, and they would sound check, and just his moves, and the band, the instruments. Even as a kid, they seemed so much bigger than me, you know, the amps and everything from the bass to the drums. It was all so big, and it still gives me the same feeling today when I get on stage. So, yeah, so definitely it's a big part of what I did. Everything, yeah, he was cool too. They wore bell bottoms and stuff, so all their outfits were cool. And my dad had an uncle that was a tailor, so they really had everything was fresh. And no one else had the stuff, and he was always GQ. So, yeah, I'm not always GQ, but sometimes I try to be.
I think you do all right. All right. Full Metal Jackie, LeJean from Seven Dust with us on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, LeJean from Seven Dust with us. The latest album, Kill the Flaws, out, of course. It's been out for a year now. What stands out most to you about touring to support it?
You know, the people know the songs. You know, it's they know the songs, and they really responded well to Thank You, especially after we got the Grammy nomination, you know. So, and they go deep into the album, so that's exciting for us, too, not just to have to play, you know, one song.
LeJean from Seven Dust with us. Again, their latest album, Kill the Flaw, is out. And they also recently released a live acoustic DVD called Live in Denver. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Music from Megadeth, Lamb of God, more with LeJean. It is all on the way. 95.5 KLOS. This is Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jackie. LeJean from Seven Dust with us. Los Angeles is a little different from Georgia, where you grew up. So what do you look forward to most when you know you're coming here?
I love the weather. I love the energy, the people, just everything. You know, it's definitely a magic place when we, you know, you always know when you get to California, just it feels different. You know, I love performing here, and it's always a star-studded event when you never know who's going to be at the show, and it's always exciting. And I don't know, I've always enjoyed playing here. You know, even as a kid, that was a dream to come to LA to play on Sunset or to wherever.
It's Whiplash on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. This is Whiplash, Full Metal Jackie, LeJean from Seven Dust. If you haven't already done so, pick up the latest album, Kill the Flaw, and tell us about the timeline for you guys. You were talking about going in to do another record. What's your plans for?
Right now, we're really going to take a break. And well, we do, you know, the year for us is almost over, so I lied, damn it. So we're going to take a small break, and then we're going to do Shiprocked, and then New Year's in Orlando,
awesome,
Florida. So then it's over.
All right. And then so you're almost there.
Yeah, then we'll start talking about when we'll go into the. We're going to do a writing process first. But then also, we know as a band that we're not doing anything in Jersey or New York in the winter or any albums in the winter or any writing in the winter. We're going somewhere by the ocean.
Good for
you.
So,
yeah, we'll see how much work we'll get done. But now we're excited about that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show, and congrats again on a Grammy nomination. Well deserved.
Thank you. Congrats to you and everything in your life. And I love you. You're my sister, and I'm proud of you. And it's a pleasure to do this, and I look forward to hanging out.
Awesome. Full Metal Jackie closing out the last edition of Whiplash for 2016. Gonna take a Full Metal break next week after New Year's. Have fun out there. Be safe. Don't get arrested. And thanks for all the support this year. Almost a full year doing this show on the mighty KLOS, and I'm honored to do so. Gonna leave you off with a cool cover from Ministry. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. See you in 2017.